one that I have heard that about the rabbit and something else, but they kept telling each other, they said the world was around and the world was flat, and they kept arguing till they went to explore the world to find out what was the world flat or round. And I heard the rabbit made it back or something. But I forgot that one. I'm gonna ask
Agnes. She knows on that. Okay.
Uh-huh. But some of these they'd be preserved on videotape, and I mean, that would be important, I think, to the tribe later, to have at least the stories down. And I think they'd be really useful in the documentary, because mm-hmm. the documentary is concentrating on tradition and, you know, both the traditional and the new lifestyle, and some of the things that are really important that are in danger of dying out are those stories.
Uh-huh, it is. Because some stories I told to my children, but most of the time I didn't, because they were watching TV, which I should have been telling them. But there's another lady I know, she can tell stories. So I might get her and try mm-hmm. to get her and her together, so we can translate that.
Yeah, that would be great. Especially any of the, you know, the rabbit stories, mm-hmm. the creation stories, and that
just
kind of thing.
Like how people got colors, you know, like.
What's that story?
It's a short. So
okay.
Like the people were going somewhere just. Going somewhere, and they come to the river, and the river, it was clear. So the first people walked through there were white. Then it got kind of start staring up, and the ones that walked through there was Indians. Then it got really dirty, and the ones that walked through there was a color people. That's how they get their colors. That's what they was telling us. that's what they used to tell us. That and they said, what kind of people do they? That's how they were one color one time.
Uh huh.
But that's how they got their colors. Mm-hmm. That's what they told us. So I used to thought that's what happened.
Uh huh. One last thing, too. I was wondering about the green corn dance, and that is, do they still give young boys an Indian name at the green corn dance?
The Indian boys, the little boys, already got a name when they were born. So when they get to what they call a manhood, mm-hmm. it should be like 14, 15 years old. And they, that's when they give them a name. Mm-hmm. Only two of my boys has name. The other one never hardly went. Mm-hmm. He went, but he was never, you know, kind of interested in that. That's the one in Albuquerque. But my oldest one and the youngest one has Indian name. Mm-hmm. So they have a name, but they change it when they get into manhood.
Right.
And that's a name. Those names will be the name for the rest of their lives when they go to corn dance mm-hmm. in the middle of the night, about 1 o'clock in the morning. They set them on the log and start calling them, giving them names.
Mm-hmm.
Usually come from maybe somewhere in the family that they had passed away, uncle, great uncles, mm-hmm. grandfathers or something. That they carry the names on. Mostly it's a name like that.
Are girls ever given an Indian
name? No, they give it a one name, and that's the only name they got.
And most, I've noticed, most of the, you know, most of the Indian women I've met have Anglo names. I mean, like Ethel and Judy, mm-hmm. and they're not Indian names, but mm-hmm. from white culture. Mm-hmm. Do you ever give your girls, like, a real Indian name?
Yeah, we got our name. because this name, the English name wasn't given to me. That's why when I went to get my birth certificate, I got my name was Unknown Frank.
Oh. Really?
Uh-huh.
They couldn't pronounce it? Or?
Just Unknown. They didn't name me till I was out of the hospital. Then I had come home, and I guess sometime later on, they gave me a name.
I see.
Some lady used to know my mother. She gave me her name. So when I left hospital, I was Unknown Frank. So, and then one of them says on the paper, it says, Baby Girl Frank. That's what it all says. Mm-hmm. They gave me the name after. Mm-hmm. So when I had to get my passport, boy, I had time. Unknown Frank, Baby Girl Unknown Frank. And so, but finally I got it.
Uh-huh.
It was my birth certificate. Because I had one time, but birth certificate they had given me. Remember how they used to give it to you from the hospital after they registered you and everything? That's what they did, but during the hurricane, our papers was lost. When we used to live on trail. And we was way out there on trail. My father was hunting the frogs, and this a big hurricane came through. And that's why we lost all the papers. And how we survived, Daddy cut down chiquis. It didn't have walls, and stake it down the ground. We stayed in there. We made it, but all our papers and everything was lost. That's what my mother told me, where she lost. But I remember the hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
Where did the name Ethel come from? That was just the name.
There's a lady who used to own, she's dead now, I think, used to own a restaurant or a gas station up here at, you know where Fort Mile Bend is?
Yeah.
So she only used to own that. That's where Jimi Hendrix camp is. And that's where that lady's from there. That's how she gave me that name. Her name.
Oh, I see.
And like my mother, if you notice it, she has an Indian name plus her English name. My Indian name is Hilishalaket.
Hilishalaket.
Carol is Matoge. Carol, my sister, Matoge. And Nancy, my sister, is Yalinahe. And that's our Indian name, you know. Those girls that I got over there, Margaret, her name is Winahechi. And Patsy. I forgot Patch. she's got a funny name. And Elizabeth, hers is Degati. Well, we got Indian names before they got the English.
But basically, you would use the English names because probably English people couldn't pronounce the Indian names.
You know, like, for short, we call my sister Nancy Yalanahe. We call her Nahe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then me, Elisha Lake, they just call me Lake, you know, for short.
Huh.
And Carol, her name is Matui. They call her Mat, you know. So that's how it goes. That's how they call each other. Donna's the one that don't have any name.
Oh, really? But that would be something that I would think would be important also to pass on Indian names.
Get a names and. But mostly kids now don't have a. Like my oldest grandchild, I named him after my brother, the one that died.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Shukaye. In a Creek language, they said it means a horse leaf. So they used to call him Kai. So my first grandson, I gave him that name, that Shukaye. That's what I called him, Kai. He always looking at me because his name is Ricardo.
No. That's great. Do you have any last questions?
I have one last question, I guess. I was wondering if there were any medicines or plants that had medicinal properties that you could use from the land. Is there anything you gathered for healing?
You mean like herbs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have to get it from the land, and mostly get it from the land. Or
what sort of things? Can you tell us what the names of some of the plants or what they are?
There are a lot of them, but I wasn't in that field. But some of them I know, it's, I don't know what they call it, but it grows around like a vine, and it has a little, like, a little seed. It has a little, like, potato-looking one, but they grow no bigger than this. And then also the tree, around here. No, they
use what would you use the potato thing for? What was it used for?
Oh, mash up and put it in with the other herbs. That can be used in about 4 or 5 different medicines. Mm-hmm. It could be any one of them. Then there's a, you know those trees by the water? We go along the ditch.
Yes. Pump trees.
Yeah, by the fence, you see that tall green?
Yes.
We use a lot of those.
For what?
From the, they take the bark and they scrape it, and the root. That one is for like going on a wagon, you know, like they want to go on a wagon, or after you separated or divorced, they want to use that medicine, you know, to help you. Well, they said you was married to a man or woman, and part of you was with him. Mm-hmm. So now you want him out of your life. You have to drive him out of your inside in your system. That's what they say. That's how they use it.
To use the bar. You would like put it in a tea?
You have to take it. When they fix it, you have to put a lot of water in it, boil it. You have to drink it. Then you have to throw it with it. Then after you finish, you take a whole bath in it. That's how you use it.
And that's driving the person out of your life. Yeah. What if you had something, though, like a headache? Mm-hmm. Would there be something you could gather to cure that?
All the time I know, they used to make some medicine and pour it on top of your head. Or something like when you have what they used to call migraine headaches, headaches all day long. I know they used to use that. I used to have them till my grandfather helped me with that medicine.
Or a little baby, like sometimes. Was there anything that you ever used for like when a baby got a fever?
I was thinking too. Protruding navels. Like, what could you do? You know how sometimes a child will have a navel that sticks out? Is there any way you can get that to go back in?
We were just talking about that other day. Other ladies in there, and that older lady was telling us how they used to do that. And they had her done that one time. That they do something, like some kids, they got a big. Well, in Indians, you don't hardly ever see it, but once in a while you see it, and they said a big navel stick out like that, and how to cure that, push it back in and keep it back in there, was the Indian medicine have to do something. Then you have to be related to a father, close related, have to stick your big thumb on, not thumb, your toe on there while they do it. You have to have it a certain time, then let it go, then it's, once it get back in, it stays back in there. And that's why we was talking about it. Then I asked her, have you ever seen it done? She said, yes, they did it one time. They asked me to put my big toe on there, and I did. And I asked her, did that baby ever got well? She said, well, the neighbor never came out again and grew up. So,
that's great.
But they said the Indian medicine man have to do it. You have to assist him. And how deep did you stick your toe down in there? And what's kind of all kind of ways that you can use? And there's a lot of medicine. I don't know the name of it, but when I see them, I know, because like they grow and it's got little yellow flowers, but it's got sometimes got kind of seeds. You can shake it and you can hear it. Mm-hmm. And then there's all kind that you can go out there and gather. And there's some that grows on the trees, I see that on oak trees sometimes. They just come out and grow on oak trees. You have to go up there and cut it off.
Kind of green looking, real flat.
Green looking one and a kind of yellowish looking one too. Mm-hmm. Kind of brownish looking one. Not yellowish one, but kind of brownish looking. But they said you have to know because you might pick up the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
who knows those medicines real well? Who would you go to if you wanted to find out?
Well, picking up medicine, Susie is good. And Agnes took that Indian medicine training to pick up the... she knows about it. I told her one day when she goes, I'm going to go with her. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes some people want Indian medicine, but they don't know how to pick the herbs, and they would mm-hmm. come and ask her, and she would assist them, or she would go out and pick, or she would go out. Or her mother, Susan, and she's kind of old, and her eyes is not good as they used to. So she goes with her and pick it out for her. And someday when they go, I said, I'm going to go, because some things I used to pick out, but some things I can't. And that's what... But that was one field I never was, you know, really interested. But I thought it was a good idea to learn.
What did they do in the old days, like before aspirin? Like if you were having a painful period and having cramps or something like that, what could you do?
They fix you some herbs to drink it, to help you. They still fix it today.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have a lot of that discomfort after you have having a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use that, make you some... to use it. Even man makes it for you, because one time I remember I was so bad, then one of my father's second cousins, he's an old man now, he fixed that for me one time, told me to use it, warm it and drink it after he went out, gathered the herbs and brought it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it helped me most of the time, I guess, because I believed in it, that it would help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I think we really have to believe is it will work, you know. And
that's right.
As far as the only man I know that, the last one died, Joseph Billy, that's the only one that, remember, he could cure the stone person?
A stroke?
And mentally,
like a stroke or something.
Yeah, disturbing their mind, you know, like
mentally ill.
He was the only one who could do it, and they asked him for the recipe or the formula. Nobody never got it out of him, because there is something that you cannot sell it or give it away. You can prepare it, charging for the stuff you did or something, but you just that knowledge you cannot, unless. If it's an Indian, I think it have to be an Indian, and you have to take them and train them. Like I said, they have to go back in the woods, nobody around or nothing. And while you're taking that course to be an Indian medicine, a certain period of time, you would never be contact other than who are in your group, the men. And then you must never contact, especially a woman in doing a period of that time. And so I guess that's why the Indian medicine woman could never go along and have to take the same, but they can be trained they train them different.
Mm-hmm.
They take the same thing, but just train them different
at a different time.
Uh-huh. And so they were never trained together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to be taught mostly by another woman.
So the women would teach the women, and the men taught the men.
And they'd have different specialties, I bet.
They have different specialties, but a lot of specialties they have is mostly the same.
Mm-hmm.
All the same, except they just have to learn it. Yeah. Except the after childbirth medicine, it has to be done by Indian, not a man. And only two people I know, two women I know, is Louise Doctor and Susie. It's the only last uh-huh. two I know that has that knowledge.
I hope maybe they'll pass it on to some
yeah.
woman.
Are they very
old, both of them?
No, Susie is in her late 80s, I say, close to 90, about 80 something. I know she's in her 80s. But Louise should be in her late 50s, going mm-hmm. to 60. So
maybe she'll pass that on.
Yeah, she'll.
Do you think that... Thursday, we're going to try to go out to Big Cypress. Do you think that we might be able to contact Louise and talk to her for a while?
Go to Hotmail.
Hotmail
Joe. And ask him. Maybe he can direct
you. Maybe get with Joe. Give me his phone number again. I didn't bring my phone numbers with me.
You
don't prove? Yeah.
Yeah.